Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The latest from 7 News with Angela Cox.
Good evening and welcome to the latest on e-scooter safety. A tragedy has thrust the laws and education around e-scooters under scrutiny. Perth boy Callum Gibson died from catastrophic injuries after colliding with a car while riding one on Sunday. His friend, who was also on an e-scooter, is in a serious but stable condition in hospital. A heartbroken community has rallied to remember Callum. We start with this report from Cyan Doherty.
Callum Gibson was like most typical 13-year-old boys, a little bit cheeky, always up for a laugh and some fun. He was also very loved and now will be very missed. Today, the teenager's friends gathered at the crash scene, remembering their mate, a reliable friend who, for so many, was a shoulder to cry on. At just 13 years old, his impact was immeasurable, his loss deeply felt here in his northern suburbs community. Callum and some friends had snuck out for what they thought was some harmless fun on Saturday night. That turned into inconceivable tragedy. The boys raced their e-scooters through Butler. Two of them rode into the path of an oncoming car. Callum was fatally injured. His friend Luca is in a stable condition in Perth Children's Hospital. As e-rideables grow in popularity, authorities are creating education campaigns to urge safety.
We've produced an augmented reality learning app called Arility that shows them risky travel situations like riding on footpaths and backing vehicles or crossing roads, all those sorts of likely travel scenarios where children could potentially come to harm.
The boys' school is now offering counselling to students and parents as they try to deal with their unimaginable shock and grief.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Western Australia's Road Safety Commissioner Adrian Warner is with us now. Adrian, a tragedy over the weekend. We know the boy's dad has asked people to wear a helmet. Do you have any other messages to riders?
Yeah, thank you, Angela. Can I first extend my condolences to the family and acknowledge how devastating this must be for them? And I really want to thank the boy's father for just acknowledging and coming public with the importance of wearing a helmet. And my overall message is to be safe and sensible, and to recognise that these devices, whilst very popular, they're not toys. And I have basically five simple tips, I think, for people who are riding e-scooters to ride them safely and sensible. And the first one is that these are limited to 16 years and above. So for people who are younger than that, there are lower powered devices to use, but the 16 and above is the first rule. Wear a helmet, as we've already talked about. It's important to be seen and be heard, be visible and be able to be heard by others. It's important to travel in the safe places. So that's on low-speed roads, that's on bike paths, that's on bike lanes where they're marked. Anywhere we guide people to ride bicycles is the safe place to ride e-scooters. And most importantly, ride at a safe speed. We do know that these devices are capable of going high speeds. We've limited them to 25 kilometres per hour. That's a safe speed, and we'll monitor that as we go. And the other thing I think is very important is these are not toys. These are one person per device toys. So it's not just riders, though. Those are my tips for riders. Everybody has a role to play, and drivers of motor vehicles, just like they have to look out for pedestrians, motorbikes and bicycle riders, these new e-rideables, which are growing in popularity, you just have to add them to your list of things to be aware of.
Adrian, new laws were introduced in WA last year. Are they working?
Yes, we introduced the e-rideable regulations last December, basically to recognise the growing popularity of these devices and to allow them to be ridden safely and lawfully. Prior to the rule changes, 99% of these devices were being ridden unlawfully. So we needed to modernise the regulations to bring them up to speed with the new technology. We think we've done that. Look, on the whole, until the devastating weekend we've just had here in WA, I think it had been working well. We hadn't had any reports of serious incidents involving pedestrians and e-scooters. Or until the weekend, pedestrians and motor vehicles. In the main, we've had a lot of reports of people falling off the devices themselves, so we have to learn how to ride them safely. And we need to be mindful that we have to continue to work on education and enforcement to keep the community safe.
Well, I was going to say, we are hearing calls for school education around e-scooters. Do you think that would be helpful?
Oh, certainly. Look, from my perspective, anything we can do to get the message out there that e-scooters are not toys is very helpful. And we're already in talks in the last day or so to get more education around e-rideables in schools, out to parents as well. And this is where I'm looking for parents to ask for their help, to sit down with your kids and talk to them about the safe use of these devices, particularly if you are considering getting one for your family. Look, they are a great thing. They're a great innovation. They're growing in popularity for a reason. The simple things. Wear a helmet. You know, it's the cheapest insurance policy you'll ever take out. More than that, they can help save a life.
Mm. They're new. They're growing in popularity, as you say. So, how big an issue are e-scooters when it comes to overall road safety in WA?
Look, it's early days. They're not until again. The last weekend, which was horrific, they weren't showing up in the serious injury stats and crash stats because they are relatively new. We do know that there are rideshare schemes that have been recently introduced in a couple of places in regional WA and last week in the city of Stirling here. So we expect more of those schemes. We expect more of these devices because they do play an important role in our transport system.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Adrian Warner, with some great advice there.
Thank you, Angela.
An e-scooter rider has faced court in Queensland today over an alleged dangerous driving incident. Police body cam footage shows the man driving at 45 kilometres an hour towards an officer as he was conducting a speed check. He allegedly swerved onto the wrong side of the road and refused to stop when waved down by the senior constable, who was injured in the incident. This was the explanation the rider gave.
I had a shopping bag but was insulated and it was ripped off my scooter. Now, they said that I hit the police officer. Now, they showed me a picture. My scooter was on the angle like that. All I seen was a clipboard folder. That's all I seen.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There is no national consensus on safety laws for e-vehicles, including scooters, and the rules vary greatly between states and territories. Almost all states and territories are trialling shared e-scooters programs in major cities, but they can only be driven on private property in New South Wales and South Australia. Queensland's new laws this year mean riders must have a bell and travel 12 kilometres an hour or under on footpaths. In Western Australia, it's 25 kilometres an hour. Victoria limits the speed to 10 kilometres an hour, as does Tasmania. The ACT has a 12 kilometre an hour maximum speed on paths. Helmets are compulsory everywhere, and most areas have limits on power capacity and insist on child supervision. Professor Narelle Hayworth has published research on e-scooter safety with the Queensland University of Technology. She joins us now from Brisbane. Narelle, what statistics, if any, do we have on the rate of accidents with e-scooters?
We don't know much at all. In fact, very often in police data, e-scooters are counted in with pedestrians. So we really don't know a lot about how many injuries of lower level are happening. And also, we just don't know a lot about how many trips by e-scooter are being made. We know a bit about the shared e-scooters, but we know very little about the private ones.
Do we know who is most at risk of an accident?
Yeah, it's the riders themselves. We know from what we hear from the hospitals and from international studies that the biggest cause of injury to e-scooter riders is actually falling off. That sounds like a minor thing, but it's not. You can sustain quite a lot of fractures, and if you're not wearing a helmet, you can have head injuries. You don't have to hit anything. Falling off can be dangerous.
Narelle, why don't we have uniform set rules around Australia?
Look, I think e-scooters came in very quickly, and different governments have taken different approaches to legislation. I think here in Queensland, we've thought, let's protect the e-scooter riders by keeping them off the road and not so they're not hit by cars. And so consequently, most of the use in Queensland is on the footpath, whereas other states have said, are more concerned perhaps about the pedestrians and have said, let's keep them off the footpath.
A few cities have shared e-scooters. Do these present different safety issues?
I think they do. There are a number of advantages of shared e-scooters. We can regulate their speed much better. We can regulate how they're made, and where they're used and where they can't be used. So they have some advantages, but we know that the people who use shared e-scooters are often have very little experience, and so you know they are more likely to come off and potentially they're more likely to not wear their helmet. Mm.
We've identified quite a few concerns about e-scooters, but are there any benefits to people using them? I guess getting more people out of cars?
That's right, and that's one of the big things is, you know, we have cars clogging up our cities, polluting our cities. We want to do something about it. So e-scooters are a solution in terms of replacement for car trips, but unfortunately there seem to be, in many parts of Australia, being used more as a replacement for walking rather than being used as a replacement for the car.
If you are doing a little trip without the car and you have to carry the shopping, is that safe?
Not really. Certainly not to put it on the handlebars of an e-scooter. If you're going to have shopping, try not to be carrying too much, but think of a backpack or something like that that leaves your hands free and certainly can't get caught in any mechanism of the e-scooter.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time tonight, Narelle. Obviously, we need a lot more data on this, but we appreciate your expertise.
Thank you.
And thank you for your company. I'm Angela Cox. Good night.